الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سيدنا يحيى عليه السلام was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi and Al-Nasa'i, Al-Habban and Al-Hakim. And the hadith is sahih. I'll read the hadith and translate it as we go through it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إن الله أمر يحيى بن زكريا بخمس كلمات أن يعمل بهن وأن يأمر بني إسرائيل أن يعملوا بهن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded يحيى بن زكريا with five commandments to perform in himself and to command بني إسرائيل to perform. فكأنه أبطأ بهن. So it seems that he delayed conveying the message. So he received the five commandments from Allah and he didn't hasten in conveying them. فأوحى الله إلى عيسى إما أن يبلغهن أو تبلغهن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam that he either conveys them or you convey them. Because Yahya has received the order and until now he didn't convey it. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam went to Sayyidina Yahya. Isa went to him and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you five commandments. You either convey them or I'll convey them myself. Sayyidina Yahya said, Oh, Spirit of Allah. And why did he call Sayyidina Isa the Spirit of Allah, Ruhullah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him in Quran that he's the Spirit of Allah. And it means that the ruh of Sayyidina Isa was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that he's the actual spirit of Allah. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the spirit of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. He told him, Oh, Spirit of Allah, I'm afraid that if you convey them, I will be punished or the earth would swallow me. It is very important to convey the message, especially when it's needed. And that's why the ulama say, لا يجوز تأخير البيان عن وقت الحاجة. The scholars say, it is not allowed to delay conveying the message beyond the time it's needed. So Sayyidina Yahya said, I'm afraid that if you go and do it, and I don't do it myself, I would be punished. And Allah could even maybe make the earth swallow me. So he went forth and decided to convey the message. فَجَمَعَ يَحْيَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ فِي بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ حَتَّى امْتَلَأَ الْمَسْجِدِ فَقَعَدَ عَلَى الشُّرُفَاتِ. Yahya gathered the children of Israel to Jerusalem, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, حَتَّى امْتَلَأَ الْمَسْجِدِ, until the masjid was full. فَقَعَدَ عَلَى الشُّرُفَاتِ. So Yahya sat on a high place. Shurufat, a shurufa can mean window, and it can also mean a high place. So he sat on a high place to speak to them. فَحَمَدَ اللَّهَ وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ. So he praised Allah, and he thanked him, and he said, إن الله أمرني بخمس كلمات أن أعمل بهن وآمركم أن تعملوا بهن. Allah has commanded me five things to perform myself and you should perform. He said, number one, you worship Allah and you associate no gods beside Him. And the analogy of someone who is worshiping a god besides Allah is like one of you who bought a slave. So you have a slave, and you paid for that with your money in gold or silver. And then you told that slave to work for you. So the slave would go and work, and instead of giving you the harvest, he would go and give it to someone else. Sayyidina Yahya said, who would accept that? And then he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you, and the one who is giving you, so you should worship no one but Him. Meaning that we are the slaves of Allah. We are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who created us. So we shouldn't worship anyone beside Him. And He is the one who's sustaining us, therefore we should thank Him. Because we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآمُرُكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَإِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا تَلْتَفِتُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يُقْبِلُ بِوَجْهِ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يَلْتَفِتْ. Number two, I command you to pray. And then he said, and when you stand to pray, don't turn your face around. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facing you. And as long as you're facing Him, Allah will face you. And as soon as you turn your face away, Allah will turn His face away from you. It's a common mistake. turning the eyes around in salah. And that is something unacceptable in salah. One should not stare around and keep track of everyone who's coming in and out and what's going around. That distracts you from salah. And as soon as you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn his face away from you. One should stare at the place of sujood throughout salah. وَآمُرَكُمْ بِالصِّيَامِ وَمَثَلُ ذَلِكَ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ مَعَهُ صُرَّةُ مِسْكٍ فِي عِصَابَةٍ كُلُّهُمْ يَجِدُ رِيحَ الْمِسْكِ وَإِنَّ خَلُوفَ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. And then he said, and I command you to fast. And the analogy of that is like someone walking with a sack of musk, and everyone is able to smell it. And then he said, the smell of the mouth of the person who's fasting is better in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of musk. وَآمُرُكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ وَمَثَلُ ذَلِكَ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ أَسَرَهُ الْعَدُوُ فَشَدُّوا يَدَيْهِ إِلَىٰ عُنُقِهِ وَقَدَّمُوهُ لِيَضْرِبُوا عُنُقَهُ فَقَالَ لَهُمْ هَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْ أَفْتَدِيَ نَفْسِي مِنْكُمْ فَجَعَلَ يَفْتَدِي نَفْسَهُ مِنْهُمْ بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْكَثِيرِ حَتَّى فَكَّ نَفْسَهُ. And I command you to give sadaqah, charity. And then he gave them an analogy. He said the analogy of that is like a man who was captured by the enemy, and they tied his hands to his neck. He's hopeless. And they forwarded him to execution. So this man was tied up. He has no way to run around, no way to defend himself. His hands are tied to his neck, and they're forwarding him to chop his head. So this man, during when he's going towards death, he's bargaining with them to release him, and he's trying to ransom himself with money. So he's giving them money, he's giving them money, he's giving them money until they release him. The meaning of this analogy is that by sadaqah, by giving sadaqah and continuously giving sadaqah, we are ransoming ourselves from hellfire. We might be in a hopeless case, hands tied to the neck, going towards the direction of hellfire. Give sadaqah throughout the way until you die. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free us all from hellfire. Sadaqah is a way of itq min al-nar. It's a way to free oneself from hellfire. So give, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more. وَأَمُرُكُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَثَلُ ذَلِكَ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ طَلَبَهُ الْعَدُوُ صِرَاعًا فِي أَثَرِهِ فأتى حصنا حصينا فأحرز نفسه فيه وإن العبد أحصن ما يكون من الشيطان إذا كان في ذكر الله تعالى. And I command you to remember Allah, make dhikr. And the analogy of that is like a man who is pursued by the enemy. They're pursuing him. So he finds a very protective fortress. So he goes in it and he protects himself. So imagine this man running away and the enemy is pursuing him. And he finds this castle, this strong fort, and he goes in, and he closes the door, and he's safe. And then Sayyidina Yahya says, and you are in the safest place from shaitan when you are remembering the name of Allah. You are in the safest place. You are protected from shaitan when you remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently. يَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. These are the five commandments of Sayyidina Yahya. And this is a hadith. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, وَأَنَا أَمُرُكُمْ بِخَمْسِ. And I have five commands to give you. Rasulullah spoke about the five commands of Sayyidina Yahya. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa wants to give his five commands. وَأَنَا أَمُرُكُمْ بِخَمْسٍ أَمَرَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ الْجَمَاعَةُ وَالسَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةُ وَالْهِجْرَةُ وَالْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فإنه من فارق الجماعة قيد شبر فقد خلع ربقة الإسلام من عنقه إلا أن يراجع ومن دعا بدعوة الجاهلية فهو من جثاء جهنم وإن صام وزعم أنه مسلم فادعوا بدعوة الله التي سماكم بها المسلمين المؤمنين عباد الله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, and I command you five things. Number one, جماعة. Be with the community of the Muslims. And this means that you stick to the Muslims who are going to support you on As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. You need to be part of that community. وَالسَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةُ. And you listen and you obey. You listen means whenever the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are given, you listen attentively with the intention to follow, not with the intention to argue against them or to find a way out. You listen and you obey. As-sam' wa ta'a. You hear the command of Allah and you say, I obey and I accept. Wal-hijrah. You make hijrah. And this is mansukh. This order is abrogated because after the fatah of Mecca, there is no more hijrah. It is jihad. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wal-jihad fi sabilillah. And jihad in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the path of Allah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and whoever leaves the jama'ah, the Muslim community, a span of a hand, he has taken out Islam from his neck. If you imagine Islam as a collar, you have taken it out. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, except if he comes back. And then he says, and whoever raises the banners and the slogans and the mottos of jahiliyyah, then he will be in hellfire. Da'wah al-jahiliyyah is the nationalism and al-asabiyyah, the zealousy of nationalism and tribalism. Islam is now a new identity. It's a new identity for us. So Rasulullah ﷺ says, call them with their name, al-muslimin al-mu'mineen ibadallah. Give them the identity of Muslims and mu'mins, believers, the servants of Allah. That's who we are. We are al-muslimin, al-mu'mineen, ibadallah, and that's the identity we are proud with. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever brings up these banners of jahiliyyah, these nationalisms or tribalisms or whatever you're going to call them, or sectarianism, is jutha' jahannam, will be part of whatever is dumped in hellfire. So it is a matter of faith. This gets into the central belief of al-wala' wal-bara', that our loyalty goes to the faithful and the believers, and we have nothing to do with the ones who reject the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.